Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I'm grateful to have you listening today. Got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Dr. Brian Hooker is going to be with us. He was one of the stars of the video or of the film Vaxxed, the cover-up to catastrophe. And then also he was instrumental in Vaxxed 2 as well. He has got, look, you want to follow the science? This is a guy who was the operations manager of the DOE Genomics Genomes to Life Center for Molecular and Cellular Systems at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. He's got the science. We'll talk about it coming up. Bottom of hour number two. Top of hour number two. Al Rasuli is with us. He'll be live with us. We're going to talk about the real threat. Islam is a threat to America. I want to repeat that. Islam is a threat to America. Christians, you need to be praying for your Muslim neighbors, and you need to be introducing them to Christ. There are a whole bunch of them right now that have to be asking themselves, is this really what I want to believe? And you need to reach them with the gospel message. And those that want to continue their jihadist ways, our government needs to remove them. They got to go. I'm saying it. China Joe, Islam Joe. That's who's in the White House. He's a traitor. All right, bottom of the hour. Religious liberty. Congress has three bills that they're looking to pass that are directly in conflict with the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America. How does a legislative body that supposedly was properly elected decide to... This is like having an illness in your body, and I know about these. It's like having an illness in your body that attacks its own DNA, that sees the DNA in your body as a virus. That is literally what the United States Congress and half of the Senate think about the Constitution of the United States of America. They believe that it is a virus that needs to be assaulted. Stop and think about that, folks. That's why we have got to get engaged, and that's why I picked the topic that I did with my next guest, Don Jans. He has been talking about this for years. He and I connected nearly right after I started the show. We've been doing this now for almost 10 years, trying to inform people every Friday about the dangers of the isms, communism, Marxism, socialism, fascism, authoritarianism. All of those are bad. Bad, 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 bad. There you go. All right. I want to welcome Don Jans. You can find him at CG Contributors at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Don, welcome. Can we save this nation?
I'm not sure.
Oof.
I'm not sure. We have indoctrinated a whole generation, and we're seeing the result of that indoctrination. And that indoctrination teaches these people that, like you said, the Constitution is bad. These people are taught that the Constitution was written by racists, sexists, and it is a front, or it stops what they are trying to bring about, and that is total collectivism. And I'll talk about collectivism in a minute. The other thing that the indoctrination teaches them is that the Bible is wrong, that we should not have a Bible, and anybody teaching the Bible should be eliminated from our society. The Bible teaches that there is a God. The Bible teaches that there is right and wrong. The Bible teaches that there is a heaven, and there is only one way through that gate to heaven. And this is totally contrary to what the American left want people to believe. The Constitution teaches that we are a people that do not trust government. All of our founders told us, Thomas Paine told us explicitly that government is evil. It is a necessary evil. We were told you must have a limited government. And these people are indoctrinated to believe that government is critical to control people. And that's exactly the only purpose for government. And we are finding that out today. Can we save our country? It's really touch and go right now. It's really touch and go. And the question really is do the American people, and I know we don't here in California, but I'm hoping that you in the inner land, in the Midwest, up and down through the heartland of our country, have the fortitude and the courage to stand up and say no. Well, no, we will no longer fear our government. We, the people, will now be the sovereign government. You will be our servant. I don't know if we do. I don't know if we have that fortitude or not, Pastor Greg.
And so, folks, here's the thing. And I believe that there is a movement in California in that direction. Gavin Newsom is losing control right now. It's touch and go. But he's losing control. The recall is starting to win. And there's a man out there that's going to be on our program on Monday, this coming Monday, at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 8:30 a.m. Pacific, 10:30 a.m. Central, 9:30 a.m. Mountain. Larry Elder will be here on Chosen Generation Radio on Monday. I believe that Larry Elder has a vision and the fortitude to fight in the same way that Donald Trump had to try to fight the swamp. But I think Larry understands how deep the swamp is in California. And I think that there is a movement, Don. I have confidence. I came from there. I know a lot of people have left there just like I did. But I also know that there are people who dug down in and said, no, by gum, I'm gonna fight for this thing. But you know what? Those that are leading that fight are using the most powerful weapon in the world, and that is the weapon of God. They really are. Sean Fuke, that's where he comes from, Colorado. They're using the weapon of God. And I don't mean they're like weaponizing God. God has weaponized us. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to understand, God has weaponized his people. The Word of God says that the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's us. Now, I want to be very clear, because other people start to throw theological nonsense and they go, oh, you're saying that we're like gods. No, we're not like gods. Every morning I wake up, and I've been praying this with my people in India, and I'm telling you, it is changing things. It's Galatians 2:20, and it says this, Don, I am crucified with Christ. That means my old man died when Jesus Christ died on the cross. We got to get that straight in our theology. That has to be understood. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, but he didn't die for you so that you could somehow allow that carcass, the walking dead, that you couldn't allow that to just kind of be cleaned up. You know, I mean, it's kind of gross, but it's, if you watch that film, movie, you know that it's like, you know, you're not putting lipstick on a pig is kind of the statement. Okay. No, that old man is crucified, killed, dead. And the Word of God says, old things have passed away, all things have become new. That's true salvation. So I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but who lives in me? Christ. Christ lives in me. Go to Colossians chapter 2, where it talks about, and you are complete in him. Get this in your head.
And isn't it in John? I believe it's during the Last Supper, where Jesus tells his disciples that I am in God, God is in me, and if you are in me, then you are also in God. Is that correct, Pastor Greg?
To that aspect, yes. And look at 1 John 5 if you want to understand again where you stand in this. Who is he who has overcome the world? Jesus Christ. And Christ is where? In you. Therefore, if God is for you, who can stand against you? Romans chapter 8. I'm running these things down to you this morning because it is only going to be through a great awakening, Don. In my mind, it's only going to be through a great awakening. I was thinking, I was asking the Lord as you were speaking to bring to my mind the name of a movie. It's from 2014. It's called Divergent. And the premise of the film Divergent is that people have been divided by their quote-unquote virtues. It's really similar to the whole, you know, Mockingjay and that whole movie. And I remember when that first came out with when Obama was in, everybody was all excited because that was like, yeah, man, we're going to fight back and we're like those people. And well, but it's really more like Divergent, because this is a mind game that has been played that you just talked about, that has happened to us. People have been indoctrinated. We have to grasp what indoctrinated means. Even in the church, the idea is well, you know, you clean off the fish, but you leave the bones. You know, God's going to take you and he's going to clean you up. We let God do the cleaning up. God's not cleaning anybody up. God wants you to die. God wants you to die. The old man has to be crucified. That's why Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again? How can that happen? I'll tell you, the only way that it happens is by saying to God, Father, I want you to crucify my old man. I am crucified with Christ. I ask for forgiveness. All that old sin, every struggle you have ever had in your entire life can be removed today. Today, you can get freedom today. I don't care what your addiction is. I don't care what you're struggling with. I'm telling you today, if you'll get this revelation, you will be the beginning of the Great Awakening. Today, right here, right now. Galatians 2:20. I'll be back. We'll talk more about it coming up right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation radio show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest is Don Jans. I hope you stayed with me through the break, and I hope that you will support our sponsors. Our sponsors are who keep us on the radio, so I hope you'll support them. And just a quick plug, go to 1-800-662-9236, 1-800-662-9236. That's the appropriate number to call for MyPillow. Use the code Pastor Greg. Folks, if you go to my website, you're going to see how broke up I got from this accident. Everything but my shoulders, elbows, and right hip. Very quick plug here, but it's so important. I could not get comfort except through medication, sleeping on my hospital bed, until I got my MyPillow, my Giza sheets, and my mattress topper. I'm telling you, I have slept in the finest hotels in the world. Before 9/11, I was a very, very wealthy person, and I slept in some of the finest hotels, and we bought the finest sheets, spent a lot of money on the finest sheets. I can tell you, Mike's Giza cotton sheets are every bit as comfortable as the finest sheets you can buy. I'm not kidding you. I've been on both. And as a guy who deals with pain regularly, I have found something that gives me a modicum of relief. And it's Giza sheets and my pillow and the pillow topper. Call them today. Seriously. All right. I told you I would speak to you about this issue of how we get an awakening. And Don, real quick, it's Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Your old man dies today. Your old man dies. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Here comes the power. That's the power. Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of King James Version only, of the Son of God. The very faith that raised Christ from the dead, resurrection power, he's given you as a gift. The enemy's lie is to tell you that you don't have it. Don, let's go to this ballot thing in California. You've got the California ballot in front of you. Describe That's to me correct. What's on the front, what's on the back, and where's Larry Elder positioned?
Okay, when you open the ballot, there are instructions. There are instructions that tell you how to vote, and then there's a question that says, "Shall Gavin Newsom be recalled, removed from the office of governor?" And to the right hand side, it says, "See or no, yes or no." And that's to the right-hand side. There are no candidates. Below it says vote for only one candidate, but those candidates are all on the back of the ballot. There are three columns of approximately, I'm going to guess, 10, 12 names. Three columns. Larry Elder's name is in the third column, wow. And he's about a third to half of the way down. Wow. In the third column.
All right. There you go. All right. Real quick. MyPillow. 800-662-9236 is the number. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. There's a guarantee on there that Mike gives you, by the way. You're going to get a great discount. And I kid you not. I kid you not. You want to get a better night's sleep? You truly need to use the Giza sheets, the MyPillow, and the pillow topper for a better night's sleep. It's not a joke. I can tell you, as a guy that deals with pain regularly, 800-662-9236, MyPillow. Call them. Use the code.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.